Guys, it is the season finale of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. This happened so fast, but we got so much to talk about, so stay tuned here on
AfterBuzz. You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, man. Guys. I cannot believe that it is the season finale. Thank you guys so much for tuning in with us. We appreciate so much. We love Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Yes. So the fact that you were here for this big finale means so much to us. Guys, how do you feel that this is the last episode?
I'm kind of happy.
You know, you can't admit that. You can't tell that.
Well,
I mean, you know, the Kardashians are, they're like, you know, you see them for a while and you get a little break. They're a lot to handle.
I didn't get a break. That's the whole thing. Like, I've said before, it's like a lot of the, especially in the finale, a lot of stuff that I saw in the finale, like, we've already covered. Okay, disclaimer. You guys don't know, I work for TMZ. So we've covered a lot of these events, like, already. So it feels like I haven't had a break of the Kardashians. And then I also sometimes do the TMZ celebrity tour, so then again now we're on the hunt for Kardashians, so it's just kind of like
That's great, but you know, let's tell us where we can find you guys. One of you guys can start. How about Howard?
Howard's looking so sexy today, so you can start.
Howard has a glove. Howard has a glove because he was just at Pride.
He came in smiling.
And I think he found a boy. Sorry, I'm telling everybody.
I wish we had enough camera space for you to twirl, because Howard, I mean, first time working with him, but you
look at him, he's glowing and his eyes aren't even fully opening.
No,
you can tell he's glowing because his eyes aren't fully opening. He's just like basking in the feeling.
I don't know what she's talking about.
Come on, Howard. Like, where do we find you, Howard
III? You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Howard III, and of course my website, HowardIII.com.
Oh, shoot, I forgot. I should probably have been sitting with. Anyways, my name is TK Trinidad. You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad.
And I'm Justine here, and you can find me everywhere at Let's Face It with Justine, and on Twitter, Let's Face It 33. And let's not talk about the elephant in the room. Dakota's not here.
Yes.
He is home, and he's really upset. He's coming in at midnight, so, yeah. I mean, that wasn't really going to work. But he wanted to be here because, you know, we love Dakota.
That's why we played that Kanye West song in his honor.
Yes. So he's in our hearts, obviously. But, yeah, let's kick off this show. I mean, I still cannot believe that this is the last episode. I think the main topic of this, like, or like the whole vibe of this last episode was having to do with Khloé. Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, it was Kim talking about how she really wanted Khloé to.
Well, she's thinking about it. Just be easier for her, Khloé, to have it versus getting some random person.
Because, throughout the entire season, it's, you know, here and there, it's kind of, she can't, she's went to the doctor, she can't have kids, so she was talking, you know, briefly about Khloé holding her children. How do you guys think that Khloé handled all that?
I think she handled it pretty well. Yeah. I think, you know, Khloé was a little nervous because she was like, I never had a child before. It'd be weird. I thought it'd be a little.
What color are your eyes?
Don't worry about that, TK.
You wait, are you wearing contacts?
No!
What?
Is it your eyes?
What's it? We'll talk about it after that.
Oh,
I'm trying to look all dogs, you know, into my little thing, my accessory.
I'm confused. Anyway, okay, this is all topic. We'll talk later.
We'll talk later. After show.
But yes, I think I don't know. I want Khloé to have her own baby first before she really has Kim's baby. I think that'd be better for Khloé. And then she'd be like, okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be Courtney the whole time, that she would carry the child.
Yeah, that would make more sense. Yeah, what I found really surprising, which I guess was like a big okey-doke for us, we thought that when Khloé and Lamar were together, there was something kind of wrong with her. Because we caught her on camera, she was crying while she couldn't have kids, she really wanted to have kids. And then she revealed that she kind of faked it because she knew the situation that they were in.
Like, and what did you say? When you were watching, you had something to say.
I know, I felt like... Like, yeah, you might have wanted to protect Lamar, but that really seemed like honest tears.
It's like she looks back and is almost, I feel like she almost had this regret, like, or she, maybe she wanted kids younger. I know she definitely did a few years ago, maybe because she didn't get them in her head. She's like, it wasn't right. I didn't really want it.
Right, that's kind of justification.
But I think she kind of wanted it, to be honest with you, when it was in the moment.
Yeah, because there's no doubt that she will... she loved Lamar, and she probably forever loved Lamar. He has, like, a special place in her heart. So it definitely felt like, you know, she probably wanted kids, but maybe this is her reasoning. Like, you know, everything happens for a reason. Because if she were to have had kids with Lamar, like, where's the situation now?
Yeah.
So, you know, she wouldn't be able to go off and travel with Tristan and James and all the other people that have followed.
When she said that, what did you think, Howard?
I was like, wow. You know, I really believed her. I knew she loved him, but I thought she was just now a definition of like a ride or die. Like she did it for Lamar. Like I'm just
faking she took that hit.
Yeah.
She took the L for sure.
Because she knew what he had in his bag, which was, you know, the drugs and all the things he went through. But
however, Lamar's daughter, she went on,
I saw
Lamar's daughter said that Chloe was like the worst thing that could have happened to him. That was like recent.
You know, it's you know, it's just, we'll never know, I guess, but I just find that so hard to believe. From at least what we saw, she just seemed to, she was with him through everything. Mm-hmm. She never, like, left him. So that's what, how? Well, was she jealous?
The, like, maybe it was the Kardashian drama. Like, the Kardashian, not the drama, but, you know, what comes along with being with a Kardashian. Like, you're always fault. Like, even the thing with Khloe, she was at the games and people were, like, booing her, thinking it was their fault and all this other stuff. And then one of the announcers was like, you know, stop bashing, like, Khloe. Mm-hmm. She's there to support her boyfriend, like, you know, like, get off of her case. So I think with dating a Kardashian, everything else that comes around it. So not Khloe in particular, but maybe the Kardashian.
Right.
That makes sense. Yeah. So instead of saying that it was Khloe that was the problem, it was probably just, you know, they're one. All of those, how many of, however many there are, they're one. Yeah. I think me and my sister are one. I'm like, there's like 20 of them.
Right.
Probably even more. But it kind of all backfired because when Khloe went to go check out with Kim and just kind of see what was up with her uterus, the way that Kim made it seem, let's just come. We'll see, like, you know, see what you think of it. It backfired because now all of a sudden the doctor was like, Khloe, like, you don't, where's your egg?
Which is surprising to me because I know a lot of, like, Hollywood starlets and stuff like that, they've been, like, this is not a new thing. They've been, like, freezing their eggs for, like, years.
I thought she already did.
Yeah, within the last 5 or 10 years, this has kind of been a really big stuff as far as for celebrities to do. So I thought she would have froze her eggs at least either right after Lamar and that whole situation or when she decided that she wasn't going to have kids at that point. I thought she would have done that. So it's kind of great that she did find out because technically she did, which I kind of think she probably did already, but you know, that's a whole nother storyline. It's good that she found out because if she wasn't looking and she's, you know, traveling with Tristan and all this other stuff and she's thinking she's good, I don't know, most women at when they hit, like, the whole thing is like you hear the whole biological clock thing, so I don't know why she wouldn't, why she thinks she's above that. Like, it doesn't matter if you got lipo or plastic surgery or whatever, like, your eggs age. They, like, I'm interviewing, if you go on Book Circle on Wednesday, I'm interviewing the sex therapist. I've been reading her book, and that's what she was talking about. So your eggs still age. However, you can look like you're 12, but your eggs will still be 30. So I don't know why she didn't know
that.
You
can look like J-Lo, which, I mean, J-Lo's, she's, how old is J-Lo? She's almost 50, right?
Right. She's almost 50, but the thing with Janet, too, Janet froze her eggs. That's why she was able to have a baby at 50. So it wasn't the fact that, oh my gosh, this is a mistake or it happened by accident. Like, she was ready. Because she announced she was ready to have a kid, and oh, lo and behold, 2 months later, she had a kid.
Right. Howard, you down? Let's go freeze our eggs after this.
Woo!
Look at Howard's like,
yes. I mean, if I can't get your eyes, then, you know, maybe. I think my boyfriend will mind.
I mean, honestly, I'm just like, I'm really confused that maybe she did freeze her eggs. And
I
it's
think
just
she did.
Not, like, there's no way that she hasn't. She's like, oh my God, how is this happening?
Yeah.
Like, the Kardashians are smarter than that. Like, I really think that.
Or maybe with that type of money, you don't think about that.
That's true.
Maybe. I figured with the money, they'd think about it. Just like their doctors telling them, hey.
Right. I don't know. Because I've kind of almost got into, like, a good place as far as, like, my career. I'm not where I want to be, but I'm definitely enjoying it. And I, you know, 3-4 years ago, I was like, oh my gosh, like, I want to have a kid. I couldn't imagine, like, having one right now. And that's just because, like, I'm doing red carpets, so I'm doing this. I'm, like, all over the place. So maybe she's actually just enjoying her life, and that was, you know, more of a back burner thing. So, like, maybe it was because she has that money. If you're working a 9-to-5 and, you know, you're kind of grinding away, and you're then in your slight misery, you'll realize, like, oh crap, I, like, should have a kid because it's not going to get any better.
No shade to the 9-to-5s out there.
No, not at all. I mean, I grind too. It's just not enough.
It's just different. It's just like everyone's different.
There's no shade. I'm just saying, when you have that type of money and you're driving a G-Wagon and you don't have to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. And
you have a nanny.
And you have a nanny and you're running your own business and you're successful in that own business. Like, you're not even striving with that. Not to take away her hustle, but you're able to enjoy life more so you don't think about those things. When you're grinding, and you're like not there yet, then, you know, that's the things you think about.
I think that's the thing that gets me though about celebrities is that, like, I'm not saying they don't hustle, I'm not saying that they don't work, because they do, but they have the money to get as much help as they need. If they want to have their kids taken care of for a week and they cannot be with them for a week, they can have that. So it's it is a lot easier in certain aspects. You know what I mean? Like, it is when you have money. It's easier because money can get you things that, like, it can get you help. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So
you're not, like, looking at the price tag of things.
Yeah. Oh, like, what did they do? Oh, let's get into that. Talking about price tag, they went and got, how much do you think all of those, like, little, not surgeries, they got Kim, like Khloe, and Kourtney.
Oh, wow.
The back removal,
my mind couldn't
it's
think of
not
what it is.
That bad. The tattoo removal, which I went through.
Oh, you did?
Shout out to, oh my God, New Look Skin Center, which is in Encino. It's not too bad. Depending on the size of the tattoo, it ranges anywhere from 60 to like 120. So it's not too bad.
What?
You have
that's
to go,
not that bad.
Yeah, you have to go for a
like,
couple
what
sessions.
About these?
Oh, that's not, that's...
I mean, I want them, but I'm just curious.
That's like 60, 65, 70.
And it removes the whole thing.
You have to go for a lot of sessions.
Oh.
Like between, but you have to go, it took me less than 10. So I think I might have went for like 6 to 8.
And it got rid of it completely.
It got rid of it completely.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they say that tattoos, you get them, you're with them forever. Wrong.
No.
The Kardashians just showed you that you can get it out.
It's a whole new, like, 5 years ago, it was definitely, like, a little bit harder, especially based on skin type. But, yeah, good.
And think about how much easier it's going to get. Like, oh, in, like, 10 years, I'm over it. You can just get it removed.
Yeah.
It's not as scary.
No. It hurts.
I mean,
it hurts more than the tattoo.
I mean,
it's allegedly, literally, they're burning into the skin and removing the ink, like, dot by dot. It is painful. And
I mean,
have
but at least we have an option.
Wow. Yeah.
I would just, you know, maybe have a few drinks before I went. I know you're not supposed to, but...
Oh, they have, like, numbing cream, so... But it's still painful. And then the laser that they got, it's still not that expensive. Like, we've especially with LA and all these celebrities and stuff, we've evolved to an extent where, like, the laser hair removal is not that expensive. The skin tightening stuff, it's, like, it's all, like, under 100. The only thing...
Really?
The only way it'd be more expensive is based off the area. But, like I said, New Look Skin Center, if you go... It's in Encino. There's one in Glendale, they have great discounts. They have discounts every month. And then your birthday, they give you another discount. So, just saying.
And they do, like, everything there.
And they do facials.
Really?
Yes. There's this Armenian lady. I can't remember her name.
Wait a minute. Wait.
So good.
I go somewhere to get facials, too, but it's in Glendale. And it's... I don't think that's the same one. I feel like we can talk about this after because I'm going to have to think about this. But, like, she's an Armenian lady. So
might
I'm like,
be.
What if this is the same person?
I went through, like, I'm very particular with my folks with facials, and this lady was, like, amazing. Just
nice. Well, everybody take care of their skin.
Yeah. New Look Skin Center. But even if you take care of your skin, and again, if you look like you're 19, your ovaries are still aging. So just FYI.
But, I mean, honestly, like, when I saw them all in that room getting all that stuff done, I just thought it was really funny because I think I looked over at Howard and I was like, look at that for a girl's day. I think they said it was, like, a sister's day or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, me and my sister are, like rummaging through our stuff looking for any kind of facial mask that we have.
Like, it's easy, like, 1,500. Maybe a little bit more.
Each?
No, probably together. Solid.
I'm shocked. Yeah, I'm very surprised. I thought it was going to be a lot more than that. But they probably got it for free.
Well,
probably.
I don't know if you're going to the, what was it? The pinball pussies. Like, that whole thing, like, that was all a setup. That was all clearly.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So, I don't know if you guys have ever been there. I live in Koreatown, like, kind of on Koreatown, East Hollywood. And they have so many Korean barbecues, and I've never been.
Mm-hmm.
But what confused me about that place was, like, it just looked like it was... Because they were talking about going to Korean barbecue.
Right.
But there wasn't any...
There's Korean
there.
It's, like, almost like a David Buster's, but Korean barbecue.
Okay,
because
we didn't see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah.
And how, especially... I see it. I don't know if you guys do. Kourtney says that, oh, I'm not awkward. No, I'm open. That girl is not open to finding anyone.
No. Well, she lets them come to her. She's dating a dude right now. She's good.
But she is funny because the way that Khloe talks about her, she's just like, I'm good. Like, she couldn't be bothered.
Well, I think, too, her size makes a huge difference. She looks amazing for her age. I believe she's, like, 36 or something like that. She's tiny, so, like, she doesn't have, like, a threatening way, and she's so nonchalant about things
she's
other
so
than
chill.
Her kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's just kind of, like, guys who are not afraid of her because she's a Kardashian, like, she's good. She's a beautiful. So, like, her finding dudes is not, you know, not an issue.
She is awkward, though. She's a little socially awkward.
Oh, no, she is, but I think it's more of she just doesn't give an F.
That's probably
like,
true, too.
When she walked in the first scene, she walked in and Kim's there naked, you know, doing something for her app. And she's like, I talk about gluten-free cookies and everything. I think she just doesn't care about that stuff. She just so happened to be part of the Kardashian family.
That's
like, here I am. All right, cool. I'll use it to my benefit. Like, let my kids, you know, benefit off this empire. And I'm good.
Yep. But that's how she is. Yeah. She's always kind of been like that. Like, she's more... Like, she's just starting to branch out. And I think in this episode... They were talking about, I think it was Malika, was just like, girl, like, who are you? Because, you know, she used to be more just strictly to her kids, like, not really out there. Now she's kind of, like, dressing more provocatively and taking pictures and like, doing all this stuff. Exactly. And I think it's, you know, going into this episode, like, in the beginning, she was talking about how I think her breakup with Scott has really changed her, because I think she was always holding on to it. Mm-hmm. Oh, the father of my kids, holding on to it. And finally, like, after everything in their trip to... Yeah.
I think bringing that girl probably just...
She was like, I'm done. It made her realize that they are never, ever, ever getting back together. Sorry, I had to.
I think there's, like, a level of douchery, and, like, he crossed that douchebag line. Like there's a certain extent, like, okay, yeah, whatever, that's Scott. Okay, whatever, that's Scott. But you're going to fly her girl down.
Yeah, like, really, on a family trip.
On a family trip. Like, you could, I'm sure they have internet there. So it's like, you could have Tindered, you could have found somebody local, you didn't have to bring the, like, you could have met at another hotel. There's so many other options to be, like, a better douche. Like, and for him to do that was just kind of crazy. I think that was, like, the breaking point for her.
Douche.
I mean, I love Scott.
I know. So you don't even think he's a douche.
I know. No, he is a total douche. I think it's just, you know what it is? I just think he's funny. Like, the things he says, his sense of humor when he's not being a douche.
Mm-hmm.
He's funny. Like, I go on some apps, or like Instagram apps, and like, it's just like his sayings and like little stuff, and it's just so funny. Like, especially back in the day. So, you know, I think I always, it's just when you have three kids and you're together that long, it's like, I think I'm like, I want them to be together just because of that.
Oh, they're gonna get back together.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. She's...
I'm in the middle, too.
Give it like 5-10 years when she's over the young guys. I mean, like, what in all honesty, what are these young guys going to give her? Like, it's not even like, not even like a Chloe Tristan type thing, because he's young, but he's like, he seems very mature, and he's from Toronto, so, you know, we make good adults. Anyways,
we make good adults.
Yeah. But I just think that she's gonna get tired of these young guys. They're not really gonna give her anything, and eventually, you know, it's just gonna get tiring. Like, what are you gonna talk about, Pokemon all the time? Like,
and the, wait, so how old is the guy she's seeing now?
He's in his early 20s, like 23.
But what's so crazy about that is Tristan is only 2 25. Years older.
Yeah.
And Tristan, it seems like...
Tristan is established in his career to an extent. And it just seems like even the points where he's talking to Chloe, it's a different dude.
Yeah.
Yes. No, exactly. And I think we saw a lot of that when they were chilling. It was Malika.
Yeah.
It was... Chloe, Kim, and...
Malika and her other sister.
Her sister. I'm, like, so bad with her name. I know.
I think it's Khadijah or something.
You're right. Khadijah, yeah.
Well, they were all chilling on the bed, and they gave him, Tristan, a little FaceTime.
Yeah.
And he really seemed, like, okay with the whole baby thing.
Yeah, he was just like, whatever you want to do, Chloe, it's your body. Like,
Well, yes. I mean, at the end of the day, like, come on. It's not like he's with, you know, a gold digger, and she needs his money. So, like, she has her own money. So, if it were to happen, and we're in a society now where, you know, getting married with a kid is not necessarily a big deal. Yeah. So, if it were to happen, it's just like, okay, well, like, even if we don't make it, kid's a Kardashian, like, we're good. Plus, he has money. So, you know.
And I think, like, going back to the whole money thing, it definitely makes it easier, because it's like, if you didn't have money, it would be a, okay, we love each other, but, like, are we ready? But when you have that much money, it's, that's, if she wasn't have a baby, it's very easy for her to get help.
Shout out to Chloe for not doing the okey-doke, though, for real.
Wait, so the okey-doke, please explain this.
The okey-doke.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
So you're telling your boyfriend, husband, whatever, like, hey, I'm on the pill, I'm on the pill,
oh,
I'm on the pill, and then, oops, we're pregnant. I don't believe in abortion. Oh my God, what are we gonna do? I know, honey, I really feel, I don't, but you know, it's here.
I feel like I'm fooling him. Like, dude, I feel really bad.
That's what gold diggers do all the time.
No. It's not gold diggers and side chicks. Yeah. They've been doing that for years.
I could never do that.
That's like in part one, verse one, chapter
exactly.
one of the head.
Wait, I got one for you guys. Yeah. Do you think that's what Black China did to Rob? Not saying she doesn't need money, but
if there were an Okie Doke Award of the Year, Black China gets the Okie Doke Award for 2016.
Okay, perfect.
Black Thought China.
So. I don't think she meant to go this far with the baby. I think Black China started it off with just a revenge plot. Just getting back at the family, back at the Kylie. I don't think she meant to get pregnant. I really don't.
Oh, no.
I feel
you
like
don't
a baby.
Think she did?
No, she got. She. So
I was going to say.
Black China, she saw Rob. She knew Rob was, you know, not a stand-up type guy. She, you know, kind of judged him. It's like, oh, you know, you're so whatever. Let's get you working out. Made him feel better about himself. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like when somebody saves your life. Like, I had this moment when I got into, it's a whole story. I got into car accidents on my YouTube, whatever. Somebody saves your life, and then you automatically feel connected to that person because it's just like, they saved you. So he's looking at her like, oh my God, this woman saved my life. He drove all the way to Dallas to go and pick her up when she was in jail, drove all the way back. Like, all this stuff happened. Now all of a sudden they're getting married. Now all of a sudden she happens pregnant. That all happened in less than a year.
Yeah. Like, I love it. Like, the jail, all this stuff
and
happened
in less than a year.
And then
on top of that, she tried to trademark the Kardashian name.
So that's exactly what I was going to say. So you think, it had nothing to do with money, but she wanted a Kardashian baby.
Why not?
I mean, I guess. But like, honestly, that would be like
that's 18 years of child payment.
But okay, first of all, but she has money to begin with.
She doesn't have Kardashian money.
I know. Come on, she started as a stripper. But I think that would make me, as a woman, if I did that to Rob, that would make me feel less than, oh, I just want the Kardashian name.
Yeah,
so, like, what am I?
You're
like
a different type of hustler.
Exactly. Come on, let's not be about Black China. Sorry.
I mean, look, at the end of the day, there's people hustle different ways. I'm not going to fault her. And if she didn't do that, then power to her. However, I would give her, I'm going to start an Okie Doke Award. If I can give her an Okie Doke Award, I would give it to her for 2016 because she was on the tips of people in the industry or who know or who are kind of sort of Kardashian fans. She kind of knew, everybody kind of knew about Black China. Now everybody knows who Black China is.
She either her or her managers were like, this is what's going down.
It was.
And it worked.
It worked.
They wanted a season two of Robin China.
They're supposed to.
But maybe without him. I think that was her whole goal. Because I heard these are a little early news and gossip. So
she's dating somebody else.
Yeah, see, it's confusing.
Yeah.
So
I don't know.
But let's just kind of end the whole egg Chloe thing, the Chloe egg thing. She went back to the doctors. Got off the birth control. And I thought it was so funny because I kind of knew everything was going to be okay, the way they played it up. And so I guess I was very confused with, you were explaining to me, how that all works. How, like, if you get off the pill that, like, they just appear? Like, I don't get it.
Well, it doesn't, like, again, don't come for me, my medical folks, because I'm just kind of...
I know. That's why I'm taking over.
You know, I don't know.
I'm just kind of going through. But I know...
Howard, you don't know.
when I got off the pill, I got straight pregnant. So I'm just saying, maybe I know a little bit, because I was pregnant like that, barefoot and pregnant. I was off the pill.
Okay.
When I got back on the pill, I still got pregnant.
All right, so let's not take advice from Howard.
Hopefully the kids have those eyes.
I'm so confused.
I can't with you guys.
So, I've had a lot of friends, like, they've been on the pill since, like, 14 or 50, something in their teenage. Then they were on the pill for a long period of time. And it was really hard. After they got off the pill, it took a long period of time for them to get pregnant because they had those, like, hormones kind of in their system. Again, medical people don't get
them. But it hides them?
I don't know if the right word is hide them, but it puts
for
you on...
For non-professionals.
It puts you on a cycle. Like, essentially, if you get your period February 16th, you're going to get it February, March 16th. Like, you're going to get it the same number of days all the time. So it puts you on a cycle. So I think it kind of slows down the egg removal, whole process.
So where do they go? Because then she gets off and they all of a sudden pop up everywhere.
I think it was
like, where do they go?
I think it was slowing down the process. So maybe they were in the tubes and, again... not professional. Maybe they're in the tubes and now it slows down and now you get off the pill and now everything is back to normal. Because there's irregular periods, there's regular periods. Your body has a different kind of clock and with the pill it changes that clock.
Yeah, and this, I'm sorry if this is TMI, never been on the pill, scares the shit out of me. And
I go on once. I'm scared for this reason, because
if you don't really have a reason, I'm like, now I'm 26, so I'm like, all right, I'm getting a little old. Like, I know my friends are at 14. I'm like, all right, I'm a little older now, so like.
But to get on the pill?
Yeah, like, I'm scared. Why? I don't know.
I mean, it's not a big deal.
I love, okay, this is not health class. So, like, she's telling me why she got on the
pill. This is health ed 101.
Now everybody knows I'm never on the pill. That's what I say.
Yeah, I mean, I might be on for like 3 days and then I forget. Then I just don't take it for months. And then I'm like, oh, shoot, I should get put on and whatever.
All right, so let's get into some news and gossip, guys. There's really not a lot. There's not a lot, though, but, I mean, we got a little bit. So, Life of Kylie, we just found out it comes out August 6th. I know it's been back and forth, kind of with what day it's coming out. And supposedly, Kylie is going to be showing us the real Kylie.
I'm kind of interested, but I kind of feel like it will not be interesting.
I'm obviously going to watch it. Yeah. But I agree. I can't wait for everyone to see the real me. And then she'll be like...
The real me is going to be boring.
Oh, my God. You just did that. You're so funny. Like, it's going to be, like, not really that big of a deal.
Yeah,
but
she's going to be normal and boring.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But the reason why I love her, since I'm a makeup artist, like, she always is on point. So, like, I get inspirations from her.
Right.
Fashion, from her hair. She always has different wigs. She always has different makeup. She always has different. So, I, like, live for that. Like, especially when I watch the Kardashians, a lot of it is I'm just looking at them and, like, I could put that off together. Let me see what that is. Like, it's like I get inspiration from them.
Yeah, I just, it's just such jealousy. Like, I wish I had that type of time to put, like, that much effort on my face and hair and that type of money. Like,
no, seriously.
Those units that Kylie has range anywhere from 400 to 15 easily.
Yeah.
And she has several of them.
Oh.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, I do hair and makeup, and the time that I have, it's so hard for me to even film a look, like, when you're that busy to begin with. But that's her empire, so it's like she has...
I mean,
she's got the time. This is her business, her brand.
And she can have somebody do her makeup for her, which is even better.
Exactly. And they're amazing. But she's pretty good at doing it herself, too.
Yeah, but why? I mean, like, it's good to do it yourself, but...
Like, I literally do it all the time. I got it done on a shoot the other day, and that was, like, very strange for me. Because I'm so used to...
I know, you're giving us... I love the eye makeup.
Mm-hmm.
I know, between... The eyes. And the eye makeup, like, damn, I shouldn't have come today.
No, you're on point. Look, you got the hair. So, like, we all got a little something. And another what were you saying? China. I think that she's dating someone
now. She supposedly has a new boo. So, there's a whole thing with Rob Kardashian. This Instagram chick, kind of hinted that she was dating Rob. And then she pretended like it was. Everybody went berserk. And then Rob's like, I've never seen this chick in my life. And the reason people thought she was dating Rob is because a picture that she put on, she had Rob Kardashian's socks on. So, everybody's like, oh my God, she's dating Rob. God. Whatever. Rob's like, I've never seen this chick. The chick later went on social media is like, I've never said I was dating Rob. You guys are taking everything out of proportion. But however, why would you put that out there unless you wanted? So, her Instagram followers, like, tripled. After that whole thing.
Rob
never dated her. You know, he might have did something else, but I highly doubt it. Then Blac Chyna a couple days ago went and said, you know, she's not even, like, looking at Rob. She already has a new boo, all this other stuff. I don't know if it was just, like, throwing shade, like, you know, I have somebody else, I'm good, or it's actually her new boyfriend.
Right.
Yeah.
God, I don't even know. They're... You know what's so crazy is you don't know what these Kardashians and their little Kardashian clans, I'm just going to include her in that, what they do for publicity and what they really truly do because of how they feel.
But it's also what people take out of context. Like, I mean, my frustrating thing is when you see people in relationships or you see people together. Forget the relationship part. That's the frustrating part. You see people together and it's like they could just be banging. Like they really could just like that's their situation but you're automatically putting them in a relationship. And like say they were banging for 2 weeks, they're good. Like power to you when I see you in the streets, what's up, all this other stuff, and there's a friendship there and they've moved on. We're assuming that they're in a relationship and now we're counting them as a boyfriend or a girlfriend and now they're 10 boyfriends in when they're really only two.
Like it's so funny because Khloe and Kim, when they went to do the whole, it went to the doctors,
right,
they were like, or Kim was like, yeah, paparazzi's here, they're gonna say one of us is pregnant, and then Khloe's like, it's fun, like she has fun doing that.
Yeah,
at that point.
Well, I mean, this is a thing with TMZ. The celebrities who don't like TMZ are the ones who have, like, stuff to hide. The celebrities who've embraced themselves and they're trying to live to the best of their ability, they could care less if they see TMZ or not. So this is kind of how it's all broken down.
That's literally what I was going to say. A lot of people, these Kardashians, they act like, oh, the paparazzi. Oh, my God. Come on. They love it. They call for them.
Kim's the one who created it herself. Mm-hmm. When she was first starting out, she's the one who built the, like, the Kim paparazzi monster, which I low-key give her kudos to. Because, I mean, how can you build that? It's like you're building something.
She took, like, what Tila Tequila was trying to do and just got it together.
But what do you mean for paparazzi?
You get paparazzi's phone numbers. You get their email address. Hey, I'm going to be here. Can you take my photo?
That's what I'm saying. It's planned.
And as soon as you hit up 10 paparazzi, you know, they all come. Then more come and more come.
Because I'm telling you, if they were absolutely no makeup, I mean, they're very, very known. So, you know, you'd probably know it's them. But for the most part, like, if you wanted to stay hidden, they get glam, they dress up, and they look for it. So it just happens.
They live in Calabasas, which is about 30 miles away from here. In Los Angeles, there's about 6 or 7 restaurants guaranteed you'll see paparazzi. Mm-hmm. So the fact that you see a lot of celebrities at certain restaurants, that's just not by accident. That's all by design for celebrities. Celebrities go to certain restaurants to be seen.
Right.
So in Kim's case, it's just like they have Dash on Melrose. That's within the 30-mile zone. Like, everything is kind of planned with that. So you can't falter for that. And especially, too, for instance, when Kim was going through all that stuff with Paris, we didn't see her.
Not at all.
Exactly.
Right? Like, and that was on purpose because nobody's driving out to Calabasas to, like, you probably had some people outside the gate, but on, like, this restaurant I'm going to, whatever, nobody's driving out to Calabasas to see folks. So it's all done. Like, just
it's like an illusion.
Level.
And that, I mean, it really is. And that's why they, you know, they make it seem like, you know, Kylie's like, oh, well, what is it like to not be famous? She puts herself out there. She literally.
But this is also her job, too.
Right.
Exactly. So, you know.
But she doesn't put herself out there to be stalked by folks or somebody try to break into her house. Like, that's the thing about celebrities. I think this is our jadedness by being in Los Angeles is that we see them all the time, so it is whatever. However, you know, when people don't see celebrities all the time, they kind of put them on this pedestal, but these celebrities go to the bathroom. I don't know if you guys saw Kevin Hart's stand up. He talks about pooping on the toilet in the airport. Hilarious. Like, these celebrities do, oh my gosh, it's on Netflix to die for. These celebrities do the same things that we do, and they experience the same emotions that we experience, and I think we tend to forget that, and we strip them away from that and just say, well, you know, you put yourself out there, you deserve all this. It's to a certain extent. However, when they're not in those places where camera folks are there or whatever, and they're just grocery shopping, you know, in the valley, you know, it's like, do they deserve to, like, you know, be yelled at and whatever?
Side note, my friend saw Miley Cyrus, and she was dressed like a complete bum, which I love because that's like, you know, I do that too. I mean, sweatpants, no makeup, nothing. And she was super cool and super chill, and there was no paparazzi because she didn't want to be seen, you know?
Right.
And it happens. So when you see these paparazzi and you see all, especially look at Kylie and Kim and all their Instagram, it's always paparazzi shots. How do they get those perfect photos that they, like, crop and put in there?
They put them on, like, magazines. Like, they're all over the place.
Exactly.
But they go to those places in order to be seen. Guaranteed, Kylie does wear sweatpants, and she probably, when she doesn't want to be seen in her sweatpants, she goes to the grocery store around the corner from her house.
Literally. But let's get into it. Do you guys have any predictions? It's the last episode, or any predictions coming up for next season?
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Shout out to Tristan. I love the fact he's from Toronto. I love the fact that his folks are from the West Indies. We have something called brought up C, which means that, you know, you're raised proper. So I love that fact. I do hope that it's not an okie doke. I hope that it was talked about.
An okie doke.
And, you know, they do have a kid, because I'd love to see that, like, half Canadian Kardashian. Just, you know.
Ditto. I mean, I just predict season 14 is going to be more of Khloé and Tristan. We're going to hopefully see Courtney talk about her personal life a little bit more about this new man.
Is he still around?
True. Very true. And, you know, Kim getting this baby. Maybe she'll reveal the surrogate.
Yeah, she has been. That was also news weeks ago, maybe a couple months ago. She was looking for a surrogate. So I don't know if they
found it. Okay, I didn't know that it was, like, getting. I thought maybe it was for the show.
Oh, no, it was serious.
Oh, she really is.
Yeah, she really is looking for a surrogate.
I think, too, like, I don't know if she's ruling out adoption, but I guess she just really wants her own.
I think she wants a third one, and then if she, then she'd probably go adoption. Yeah. I think she wants another one, like, of her own. But her kids are absolutely adorable.
Yeah.
I think we saw Saint for, like, the first time. Yeah. Well, not the first, but you know what I mean? Like, she was
on the show.
He was, you don't even see him in pictures on Instagram a lot.
Yeah.
But I think prediction-wise, I think that I don't know if there'll be Scott drama because they might take a break from the Scott and Courtney drama and then maybe rev that up again.
But he's getting a show. A reality show.
Oh, is he?
What? Yeah. Which one?
Wow. Chris predicted, Chris pitched a reality show for Scott to do like a real estate kind of flipping house.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Okay, I thought you meant like a, like, I know, like a Scott reality show. Like, you know, getting like hurt and like drinking.
I almost want to see that versus Kylie. Like, because Scott, he just went to Cannes. He went to like 6 places, and he had a different girl in every place. He was dating Bella or doing Bella for a hot minute, and she's gone. So, I mean,
and he just kissed 2 girls. Yeah, said, I think last
he would
night.
Get old. It would just be him hooking up with a million people, getting wasted, him, and acting like that's insane. Kind
of, if you give 6 episodes of Scott doing that, I might actually watch it.
I could do 6, maybe 8.
Yeah, maybe 8. Like, it can't go into 10. 10 will be too much. Mm-hmm. But like a 6 to 8, probably a 6. Of him doing that, and then actually what he really does to make money, like, you know, segue into that and some of his friends.
His real job.
Yeah.
Well, maybe next season we'll really get to see what he does to make money. But thank you guys so much for watching. We had a really great last show. It's a little bittersweet now, but tell us where we can find you guys.
Yes, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that great stuff, at Howard the Third. And, of course, my website, HowardTheThird.com.
You going to tell us about your boo on there?
That's literally... Are you going to tell us about your eyes on there?
Listen, I'm not going to tell you anything.
I mean, it's about social media. You have to give us parts about
you. I want to know everything about you, Howard. Yeah. I think everyone out there wants to know everything about you, too.
Selfie with the new boo.
Hopefully the new boo. If they know how to act right.
Well, just drop those subliminal tweet hints.
Yeah, I sure will.
Okay. Well, we'll know what you're talking about.
Hey, where can we find you, TK?
You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad, where I don't give out my business either. entertainment and all that good stuff. But I do have some, you know, tips and tricks and stuff like that and stuff about celebrities, all that good stuff. So TK Trinidad, like the country. TK, just T and K. No additional letters.
Well, if you want to know everything about me, then you can follow me at pretty much everywhere. Let's Face It with Justine.
Is your new boo
Twitter
on there?
Is Let's Face It 33. No, I keep...
What about your new boo?
So listen, I keep... Guys, whoa. I keep all my, like, Instagram is pretty, like, I do hair and makeup, so if you like that kind of stuff, follow me there. Let's Face It with Justine. So I keep that more business. I would love to show the world, but I'm like, you know, the guy that helps manage my page. He's like, no, keep it professional. Don't throw your life in there. Maybe when you're like Kim, you can throw in your kids. I don't have kids. So, you know.
But. So Twitter, what's we'll see your life? We'll see the bill.
No, I'm not. I need to get better Twitter. Guys, I'm an Instagram person, but it's okay. This is nonsense. It's nonsense, guys. We will see you next season. Thank you guys so much for watching.
See ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.